The NBA playoffs are here, and with FanDuel, your group chat's about to be going off. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win. And with live bets, your heart emojis will really be racing from tip-off to the final buzzer. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid faster than your friends can send you a victory gift. Or is it GIF? Who cares? You won! So get the word out to your crew and download FanDuel today. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome to the only daily podcast focusing on compliance news of the day. Each morning, start your day with a cup of coffee and Tom Fox, the voice of compliance, to hear about four of the top compliance, corruption, or leadership stories you will need to start your day. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
June 13, 2020, the Vive la France edition. And we'll start with that story as reported by the Wall Street Journal. France has moved to embrace the fight against global anti-corruption. The country, long criticized for its lack of prosecution of French companies by U.S. prosecutors, is now adopting tools used by U.S. prosecutors. This had been a sore point with international law enforcement officials for some time, but now French law enforcement officials released guidance suggesting that they would move to more aggressively prosecute corporate corruption and be a part of the solution rather than part of the problem. The French Ministry of Justice this month sent a memo to prosecutors outlining how it plans to investigate and prosecute illegal bribes paid by French companies to secure business in foreign countries. The tools, tactics, and techniques outline those used by the United States in its investigation and prosecution of FCPA cases. The French prosecutors may also prosecute foreign companies for misconduct in countries outside of France, even if those companies have tenuous links to France. So this is certainly a welcome development in the international fight against the global scourge of bribery and corruption, and we applaud the French efforts to step up. Next up, Starbucks management really seemed to finally get it this week, just reversing course after 2 days to allow employees to wear Black Lives Matter t-shirts. As reported in the Washington Post, the company, which had previously had a very supportive statement for the BLM movement, had banned companies from wearing Black Lives Matters because by wearing them, they were afraid it would, quote, amplify divisiveness, end quote. It's difficult to see how a company which supports Black Lives Matter will not allow its employees to wear Black Lives Matters t-shirts, but apparently that fine distinction was probably honed by someone in the Starbucks legal department, and now that's changed after withering criticism and calls for boycotting the company. Certainly the employees played a big role in that. So kudos to the Starbucks employees. Next up, from the Wall Street Journal, reports that California is examining Amazon's business practices. They are looking into a broader inquiry into the tech giant. The state's review focuses on how Amazon treats sellers on its online marketplace. That includes Amazon's practices for selling its own products in competition with third-party sellers. The inquiry comes as Amazon faces antitrust scrutiny from Washington around the same issue, and certainly the EU is planning to put out formal charges against Amazon. What Amazon does is basically say it has a platform, but then uses the information that third-party sellers generate to compete against them, and the regulators are now claiming unfairly. And finally, we end with the struggle now for businesses who want to have immunity from COVID-19 lawsuits. As reported in the New York Times, businesses are lobbying Congress for protections against COVID-related lawsuits. Of course, they won't know a lot liability. The problem is if they don't have any liability, their incentives for engaging in protection and reasonable behavior around this are very low. And indeed, in places like the state of Texas, if an employee gets COVID at work, that's not covered by workers' compensation insurance. So if you can't sue your employer, employees will have no recourse. So a bad state of affairs all the way around. Employers don't seem to understand that they're responsible for having a safe workplace, nor do they want to take the responsibility for having a reasonably safe workplace going forward. I hope you will have a safe and enjoyable weekend, and check out the Sunday Book Review for tomorrow's episode. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network and a proud member of C-Suite Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.